All right, we're back here. We're back here with some guests in the studio, and if you have questions for them, you may call us 395-1450. They represent Ottawa County, and we have Don Dislacone and County Administrator Al Vanderberg. Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Jim.
Morning.
All right, we got some things to talk about this morning, and one of the things I have is employee recognized for customer service. Who was the employee?
Ben Terpstra.
Terpstra.
Yeah, and he works over in the Holland District Court facility. And he actually was nominated by three different people for outstanding customer service.
Really?
How well he works with people, the care he shows for people, and all that type of thing.
Very good. Very good. Well, congratulations to Ben.
Yes, he's the first one to win the overall customer service award. This is an outgrowth of the Disney Way customer training we're doing with all 1,200 employees. We're delighted when Commissioner Bauman informed us that Bill Capadai and Lynn Jackson, husband and wife and co-authors of The Disney Way, a New York Times best-selling book, lived right here in Ottawa County.
Really?
Yeah, and he worked, and they run an international consulting business from here. And so I'm pretty shameless when it comes to asking the rich and famous if they'll do a good turn for their home county, and boy, did he ever. I think it's costing us $25 a person a day to get some really outstanding training, but even better than that, I think, is the fact that 33 different offices, departments, agencies, and courts got together with Bill's guidance and created a customer service vision and basically expected behavior and then also a vision.
Mm-hmm.
So, or a story, customer service story.
I think every business should have that. Customer service.
Well, and at the bottom of it is really, you know, that our county residents don't really, for the most part, I don't believe they understand how fractured county government authority is and how complex the organizational chart is. But they see Ottawa County, and I think they deserve to have the expectation of outstanding customer service with whoever they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really catching fire in the county. I mean, we're seeing people respond very well. We had actually 53 different individuals nominated by members of the public or employees, mostly members of the public, for customer service award consideration in the last quarter.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. All right. If you have any questions.
We have a policy too, Al, but maybe you could explain that about the phone transferring. If somebody gets a phone call from somebody and it's not really for their department, instead of just hanging up and saying you have to call this other department,
mm-hmm.
or maybe transfer, they will make the transfer and then get back to the person and explain what the person is mm-hmm. asking for and then make the transfer. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. If you happen to get the wrong department or something.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And quite often people don't know what department to ask for.
No. I wouldn't.
Including myself.
Well, and we also get calls for the Chamber of Commerce and different human service agencies, and what we're trying to do is build a culture where the person taking the call connects the person to the right resource.
Right.
So that they don't have to keep bouncing around.
So everybody is an information source as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. All right. Good. All right. Let's continue here with our next topic, which is government collaboration.
You know, the nice thing about having Al here, Juke, is he's the expert on everything, and he's the administrator, and he's hands-on day-to-day with all of this stuff. So I'm just kind of sitting back and learning what I can and critiquing what he says. And I may have to correct him a time or two, but I doubt it. But
okay, Al, it's up
well,
to you.
And I have to say that, you know, the Board of Commissioners sets a vision. We have a strategic plan update every year, and they kind of create the boundaries for us, and then they let us go do it. They don't micromanage us, and they judge us on the outcomes that we achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And I really much appreciate that. So that allows us to go out there and be the experts within the framework that the board creates. And they create it, they hold us accountable, and we have a really good system, I think, of governance and management in Ottawa County. But where collaboration's concerned, it's really picking up steam. Basically, when I started 10 years ago, I think many of the local units of government viewed Ottawa County with a little suspicion and maybe a little distrust because we were the big 800-pound gorilla, and over the years we've worked very hard to develop relationships and ultimately to realize that we have a big administrative infrastructure. And this is something that we can share with others, we can collaborate with others. And so we had some early successes in the last 2-3 years. We do systems inspections for Holland facilities, City of Holland, quarterly inspections of their major building systems. We also became the Grand Haven assessor about 3 years ago. And now, most recently, the Sheriff's Department is going to, Sheriff's Office is going to be providing police service to both Spring Lake and Ferrisburg. They've had a combined department for 25 years. Their council and board voted unanimously to go with the sheriff's office, and now also the county board is scheduled to vote on that on Tuesday, but it made it through the finance committee unanimously as well. And that'll start July 1st.
That'll save each unit of government a little money.
This is a real good government story, Juke, because it saves both governments enough to pay off their OPEB liability, their legacy costs for pension and health benefits and retirement.
Pretty good.
In 5 to 6 years. So it's a savings of over $300,000 a year that they'll put to the good use of making their governments even more financially viable.
Can the response time be okay for them?
I think response time will be equal or better.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what this does, Spring Lake Township has already contracted with the Sheriff's Office for many years, and they kind of surround, except for the water, but Ferrisburg and Spring Lake.
Yeah.
And so there's more resources that can be used collaboratively right in the region there. And so I think that I don't expect any drop at all in response time, and very likely we could see a little improvement in response time.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Crockery Township voted within the last 2 weeks to contract with Ottawa County to act as their assessor as well. And so that's a new development. And we're working now with probably a half a dozen. Well, another one is Ottawa County contracts with Spring Lake Village. We've done this for over 6 months, but one of our employees acts as their finance director. And then we also contract with Spring Lake Township and provide some finance services for them as well. We're negotiating with several local units of government on provision of information technology services, possible phone services. There's just a whole range of things that I think the governor kicked the door open. Our county and our region has been known for a long time for being collaborative, but we're still pretty parochial when it came to our own business, you know, our administration. Now I think that with the state's strong encouragement, there's just new possibilities available and new partnerships are coming up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even rewarding us for collaboration.
Yes, yeah.
It can affect our
bottom line,
our revenue sharing.
Mm-hmm. A third of our revenue sharing every year is tied into having at least one new collaboration agreement with another government.
Mm-hmm.
And that for us is about $1.2 million. So
yeah.
It's a significant economic incentive to collaborate.
And you don't have to have every unit train their own people for the job.
Right.
Which is very costly.
Right, and in Grand Haven's case, they had a three-person assessing department all decide to retire at the same time.
Mm.
And so, you know, as we were able to put that together rather quickly for them, you know, for the last 2.5 years, a guy named Josh Morgan in our equalization department in Fillmore, a call comes in on a Grand Haven number. He picks it up and says, Grand Haven Assessing Office, and, you know, that relationship has worked
right.
Well. We provide some desk time in the city, and it saved them a lot of money and provides good service, too.
All right.
And we get paid for it.
Right. We cover our costs.
We're not
subsidizing any of these relationships. They're paying the full price for the cost, but it saves them money using our infrastructure.
Right. We're discussing the county business with members of the county, one of the commissioners, and the county managers. So if you have a question, you may call us 395-1450. Line is open. We're talking right now about the essay contest. Well, how did that come about anyhow?
Well, it came about as part of the county's Four Seas Strategic Initiative, where we're looking, we have an excellent county, but we want to move it all to the next level, all of our pieces of the county together. And that's creativity, which is innovation and continuous improvement. That's one of the C's. Communication, cultural intelligence, and also customer service. And as part of our cultural intelligence, it's both a look back and a look forward. The look back is to celebrate the heritage of Ottawa County. And so the essay assignment was to write about, you know, what is the Ottawa way to you? What does it mean to be in Ottawa County? It could be historical, it could be cultural. And then, of course, the second piece of that is the cultural intelligence we're training, we're doing with all employees that Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance put together for us, simply because our county is changing dramatically, and the business needs of our corporations are tied very much into being able to attract the best global talent they can and develop locally the best talent they can. And so that's where this came from, but Don had the enviable task as with the rest of the commissioners of ranking the essays we got.
Wow.
I made the comment that they don't pay me enough to do that. That was tough.
That's a tough job sometimes.
That was tough. They were all great.
Yeah.
That was the toughest thing I've
I know I had,
had
a judge
of
beauty contest one time. That was terrible.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to do that.
Well, I got part of one of the essays here, and that was Ottawa County, talking about Ottawa County, and maybe I'll read this part of it. A friend visited me from the big city. With honesty and directness, he asked me why I lived here. He was a bit smug, but he merely smiled at this and simply said, "Let me show you." First, I drove him past farmers harvesting their corn, past greenhouses where they were planting annuals, and then past fields of blueberries ripening in the sun. Then it was down a boulevard and across a drawbridge and onto the highway. I pointed to businesses along the way and explained how inventors and innovators were reimagining the corporate workplace and designing rearview mirrors and batteries for electric cars. I took him out for amazing thin crust pizza, then a hot dog on a stick, and finally some fine craft beer. We explored a windmill, an icebreaker, and a lighthouse. I took him to a parade steeped in immigrant heritage, and then to an art festival, then salmon fishing off a charter boat in the big lake. We visited the shops on Main Street, walked through a college campus, and then on to another with a beautiful new library. We drove through neighborhoods with ice cream trucks, swimming pools, and kids with lemonade stands. He joined our family on a run with our dogs through the hard woods, and then he came along as we walked 2 miles on the beach. We watched a water fountain dance and listened to a live band. That night around a campfire, we ate hot dogs and s'mores and watched lightning dance far out over the water. And as we all sat there silently watching the distant storm, I caught my friend smiling. No words were needed. It was obvious he got it now. This was living in Ottawa County.
That's cool.
That's pretty good, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
And what did they get for the winner?
First prize was $150, and we had a tie for second prize.
Really?
And that was supposed to be $100, so we awarded $200 prizes. And third prize was $50.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up with 4 wins.
Pretty good. Pretty good. All right. All right, let's talk about the Brownfield grants a little bit. Al?
Sure, yeah. The Ottawa County Brownfield Redevelopment Authority got an EPA grant to be able to do site assessments throughout the county and basically pass on some of that grant money in the form of grants for local government and industry-type assessments for land so that a development can happen, the land can be cleaned up, and we hope that it spurs more economic activity on some of the properties that are kind of stopped right now, that are just kind of dead because of some of the environmental issues that are there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so far, I think what we have is the Brownfield Development Board did approve working with the City of Holland to do a Phase 1 environmental assessment in the South Shore Village Shopping District, which is it's located about a block from Lake Macatawa in the City of Holland. This is about a $4,000 assessment, and we're working with Joel Dye, the city's community development coordinator, and they plan to put a pedestrian promenade in the 500 block of West 17th Street, which would connect to the Heinz Boardwalk, and there'd also be some landscaping and a parking lot to give people more access to that area. So it's part of that overall waterfront improvement vision that the city has, and I know the Brownfield Redevelopment Group was pleased to be able to help that out a little bit.
Okay.
That was a $400,000 grant that we got, and so that helps a lot in our efforts.
Yes, it does. It does indeed. All right, we got the park accessory accessible kayak launches. That's underway.
Yeah, these the first one went in at the Connor Bayou, which was a park we opened a couple years ago on 68th Street in Allendale, and it's amazing how popular these are. They're really intended to help folks that are using wheelchairs to be able to enjoy kayaking. And really, it's caught on big with even folks who aren't using wheelchairs, because it makes it really easy to get in and out of a kayak, you know, if you enjoy that type of activity. And so basically, that was so successful that we're also looking at putting in a couple more. And so we're just very pleased that we've been able to meet a public need you know, so well.
Yeah, okay. We're here with the county commissioners this morning, and if you have a question, you may call us 395-1450. Things are pretty quiet this morning, and we have a few more things to talk about. Let's talk about the legislative priorities that you have on your list here.
Sure, yes. I'll show Don, you jump in any time, but I think a really big one, probably the biggest one right now, is the August vote on personal property tax, because I was privileged to be part of a West Michigan group, Kent County, Wyoming, Ottawa County, and City of Grand Rapids that worked directly with the Lieutenant Governor for about 6 months, and there are a couple other groups like that around the state, and trying to help design a personal property tax reform package that would give relief to manufacturing companies and put the state on a fair competition platform with other states, but at the same time, not strip desperately needed revenue from local government for operations. And of course, you know, we thought we had the right deal, and then it all, from our perspective, changed quite a bit on that fateful day in lame duck session. But then they did pass about a 15-bill fix-it package in March. And basically, this legislation has never, we've never had a win-win like this, where all the business groups, all the government lobbies, everybody's on board in calling this a win-win. So we get rid of the tax, the governments don't lose anything, the state reimburses the governments through the use tax, and the statewide authority is being created through this vote in August on authorizing the creation of the authority and the ability for the state to pay the authority the use tax, and then the authority would redistribute that money to cities, villages, townships, and counties throughout the state. This is an important point, because the groups negotiating this on the government, on the local government side, were not willing to simply accept the state promise that they would, through the legislative process, allocate this money as a replacement to the local governments. We all wanted something a whole lot more secure than that, and the authority does that. So the authority is a separate legal entity from the state. It's a creature of the state. It takes a use tax, it redistributes that, and it takes it out of the annual legislative appropriation process. And so our concern is, with any ballot language regarding taxes, this is a complex issue, and Michigan voters are known, if they don't understand it, they vote no. And it makes sense.
Right.
But so I'm going to be working on getting some information out this week to all of our local governments through my digest, which is posted on myottawa.org, so we can help at least create that local conversation so that people understand it at least when they go to the polls.
Right.
And it's been determined that will be proposal number one, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. I guess that is, yeah, right.
Okay. Don, can we drop down to the road commission updates? You got any information on that, or Al?
We, some time back, we took a look at whether or not we were going to make it a department of the county and decided against it. With some provisions, there were some things that we felt that they needed to address more properly than what they had in the past. And to the best of my knowledge, Al's the one pretty much that's monitoring that, and it's worked out pretty good.
Yeah, in fact, they're making really good progress. I think the bottom line for the county was this. When you looked at cost, had we taken over the road commission, then it would have increased their cost by $120,000 a year because our administrative chargeback is greater because we're a much bigger organization. And yet, if you looked at not taking them over and allowing the legacy costs, the other post-employment benefit costs, to continue unchecked, ultimately that was approaching almost a $750,000 hit. So the question was, would they be willing to eliminate some of those benefits in return for really the county allowing them just to continue to operate? And that's really what the third recommendation of the task force that looked at this was. And true to their word, they have made these hard decisions. They made the changes with their non-union folks first. Then they made them with the union folks through negotiation. And I should say that just like Ottawa County did, they're making these changes for new hires so that nothing is taken away from existing employees, yet you do fix the problem in the future. And so I think they had an OPEB liability that was actually greater than Ottawa County's by a significant amount, because they were offering some retiree health benefit between the ages of 55 and 65, and Ottawa County really never did that. But I'm very impressed with how they're taking the bull by the horns to do that, and so I think that what that means is they're taking steps to make sure they're maximizing funding for roads in the future and not employee benefits in the future.
Interesting. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Michigan Works.
Yeah, go ahead, Don.
Well, no, they hosted an employer of the day recently, but I guess one of the things that I wanted to mention about Michigan Works is that we have a lot of job postings in this county. We have a lot of positions that are available and can't find the proper employees.
Right.
And I guess something that I wanted to mention is, and this was on the record because I asked Bill Raymond, who's the executive director of Michigan Works in Ottawa County, I asked him the question at their last report to the commission. They give it annual report.
Oh, yes.
And I had asked about some of the skills that are required for some of the employees, and he said basically what they aren't providing is the soft skills. I said, what's a soft skill? He said, showing up on time.
Yeah. That's one of them.
Can't even
it's important.
Believe it. Yeah.
Yeah. I know I've heard that from a lot of employers. They just say it's hard to get somebody to show up on time or show up at all.
Yeah.
Or they'll call in and say, well, I just don't feel like going to work today, you know, for some excuse.
Amazing. In a county like Ottawa.
Yeah.
There was one thing we talked about. We talked about the Sheriff's Department and taking over Ferrisburg and Spring Lake. That leaves, we've taken over Coopersville and Hudsonville. And so that leaves Grand Haven, Holland, and Zeeland as the only cities that aren't covered by the Sheriff's Department anymore. And because of the success of Coopersville and Hudsonville is a major reason why Spring Lake and Ferrisburg were comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
Because of the good reports of the work that's been done and is being done.
Right, right. And saving your money is very important.
Exactly.
In this day and age, and we are all interested in that. Save the tax money. Well, you've done a pretty good job so far in saving tax money, gentlemen.
We try.
I thank you very much for being our guest today here on our Talk of the Town program.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.